Here's what's coming up on today's show.
My job is really to try to make advisors' lives a lot easier when it comes to systems and processes and automation and marketing and all the things that you don't like to do and let you do what you do well, which is just be a great financial advisor and then outsource the rest.
When it comes to creative branding, digital marketing, and lead generation, Steve Sharp of Sharp Digital Marketing can make it look easy. On this podcast, we'll give you an inside look into the work and considerations that are needed in order to craft an effective marketing campaign. This is The Sharp Side of Marketing with Steve Sharp.
Well, hello and welcome back into The Sharp Side of Marketing. Glad to have you back on the show. Episode number 4, we're focusing on another client that you're working with, Steve. I think another good conversation here, but why Corey Chapman today? What made you pick out him for this podcast?
Yeah, well, Corey's been a client for a couple of years. He's a great guy, very well-rounded, but more importantly, he's rolling out a new program with us where he's going to kind of open up his entire sales system and process, which is really the foundation to his success, to other advisors and kind of welcome them in and show them how he does everything, and we'll be there to actually help implement Corey systems into the folks that plug into this new program. So it's really kind of a unique turnkey system that he's going to be rolling out.
Yeah, so Corey Chapman, EFC Wealth Management, is our guest today. And how long have y'all worked together total?
It's a little over 2 years. He, like all of our clients, he had got our name from another advisor, and he had reached out, and he had actually been using Keep and the automation longer than I have. In fact, he's a certified partner with Keep, just like I am. Okay. But he just, you know, he was kind of spreading himself out too thin, and he really needed, you know, a fresh set of eyes and really wanted to plug into us because of our industry experience and helping, you know, advisors for so many years. And it's been just a great fit with Corey.
Very good. So what do we expect to learn during the conversation today?
You're going to learn a little bit more about Corey, his background, and why he's been so successful. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the new program, Advisor Works, that Corey's going to be rolling out and that we're helping him with. So it's going to be a good call, definitely worth the listen.
Awesome. Well, we'll have that interview for you now. Again, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, please. We've got a new episode every single month. Going to try to pull back the curtain a little bit on Steve and the partnerships he has around the country and a lot of the work that he's really doing. And hopefully you'll find a new solution that maybe you'll want to try to implement soon. So here it is, Steve Sharp with Corey Chapman.
Hey, Steve Sharp here. Thanks for joining me again for The Sharp Side of Marketing. I've got a very special guest with me today. My guest today has been a client of mine for a couple years now. He's been in the business for quite some time himself, and he's actually operates in one of the trickier markets, in my point of view, which is kind of the California, LA area. But he's starting to expand and stuff like that too. So Corey Chapman, thanks for joining.
Hey Steve, thanks so much for having me on your call today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Corey, I know we've been working together for a couple years now. Yeah. You know, tell me a little bit about how you got into the business and why you got into the business.
Well, how much time we have here?
All the time you need.
Well, you know, so I was raised by a single mom and oldest of three boys. And at the time, my mom really didn't know much about finance or money, and really, you know, to this day, she's getting older and, you know, looking back on what the decisions she's made throughout the course of the years was, you know, challenging at best. You know, we grew up with not much. You know, I left home when I was about 15 years of age, bounced around from place to place and try to make things work because my mom just couldn't afford to take care of all of us, right, yeah. Sometimes. And it led me to believe that there had to be a better way, you know, and unfortunately at the time, I didn't know anything out there that would change, you know, or how it could be better. And so I was fortunate enough that as time went on, I got into the military, stayed there for about 4 years, started getting my balance up under me, I guess, and kind of realizing that there had to be other things out there that I could do other than just kind of running the streets and doing things that were wrong, I guess. So when I got out of the military, I thought I was going to go to the law school. And so I got my paralegal degree and did that for a while. Worked for a huge law firm called Jones Day, Rivas & Poe, one of the largest international firms in California.
Wow.
Found out quickly that I hated working for lawyers. It wasn't going to be my thing. Right. Did it for a while and just said, okay, there's got to be something better. And I was fortunate enough that there was this young lady who was a headhunter and she was doing recruiting. And she asked me one day, have you ever thought about getting in the world of finance? And I was like, I don't even know what finance is. What are you talking about?
Right.
You know, and so one thing led to another. I remember sitting in a room one day and it said, stockbrokers make $100,000 a year. And I thought to myself, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, nice.
That's it. And jumped on board, got into the world of finance, started out by getting my insurance license. I went to work for a company called Acacia Financial Center. It was a small boutique firm out of Encino, California. And I was the only African-American as well as the youngest person there. And within about a year and a half time, I made almost $187,000 in income. And life was like, this is real. This is legitimate. And it's legal. I can do this all day long, right? And that's where it took, man. And so after that, it just kind of took off and got heavily involved, got my insurance license and became one of the top producers in Southern Cal for a while. And then I decided to get my securities license and left that firm, took about 87% of my clientele with me and opened my own shop. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I similar background as well. You know, I was raised by my mom, single parent, and you know, when she retired, she was making $27,000 a year. And when I think about, you know, how she, you know, was able to raise two kids and provide and all that, you know, on that. But you know, with that said, it's like, you know, that struggle, man. Like that's what so many people I talk to had a similar background and are very successful. And I think, you know, due in part to that, you know, that having that background, I mean, really drives you to kind of create a different future, you know?
Yeah.
No, so that's awesome to hear, man.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, man. I always say you're the sum of all parts, you know, and I think those challenges that you go through helps you build tenacity, right?
Right.
That tenacity is what helps us keep growing. So I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah. Well, so you've been in the business for a while. So outside of the business, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am married. I've been 25 years now with my wife. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary back in October. We renewed our vows for 25 years, so that was pretty cool. We got a chance.
I saw some photos of that. That was pretty awesome, man.
It was, and we really enjoyed it. You know, when we first got married, you know, just like I just talked about, you know, we were dirt poor. You know,
right.
We were running away from our landlord for $700 a month rent. Okay,
so right.
Back then, we couldn't really do much. So I feel like I really owed her to have a really great outcome, and so we renewed our vows. Had all the friends and family out, really did it right, you know, upgraded the ring, did all that good stuff that we could now afford and stuff. So it was a great time for family and friends that we wanted to share with that we couldn't really do the first time around. So yeah, it turned out really well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I have three kids. My oldest son is 24, my middle son is 21, and then my daughter is 13.
Oh, wow.
And so she is my my everything, you know, daddy's girl. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, outside of that, you know, I spend a lot of time in, you know, working out as far as martial arts. I'm a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo and a third in Hapkido.
Oh, nice.
I've been doing that forever. So I love martial arts, love working out, love boxing. Those are my two pastimes, I would say. That along with photography. So those are like my three loves. And then I have a really cool two dogs and Bo, who is a Pitsky, a pit and husky that he's my running mate. He goes everywhere with
me.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be beautiful. I can't imagine that mix. That's awesome.
Good looking dog. Yeah, I'm excited about him. And that's pretty much it, man. I mean, you know, outside of all that, you know, I'm a true entrepreneur. I'm always trying to create new visions and new things that I can do and launch out there to kind of help people in the world. That is kind of something that's really important to me, to make a difference. Being raised by a single mom, like I said, there's a lot of single parents out there that are struggling, you know, and
right.
sometimes what we do is always try to figure out how we can make it better for them. So
yeah.
we've been launching some new stuff. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of which, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you've got on the plate right now?
Sure, man. You know, we have this new thing we're launching called Advisor Works. So Advisor Works is really centered around financial advisors who, you know, do really good at what they do, but they struggle with systems, processes, automation, marketing, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing I learned I've been in the industry now, I'm going on 26 years now. The one thing I learned when I first got into this business is that no one showed us how to build a sales system. No one showed us how to, you know, build our operations system out. No one taught us how to really train the right staff and team members to come on board and, you know, get things going the right way. No one said, you know, there's a marketing way of doing this. You know, our businesses should be like 90% marketing and 10% financial advising, you know. And
right,
no one
right.
So, you know, through trial and tribulation and trying to find things out there like that, there was nothing out there that I was looking for. And so I decided to create it, you know, and it's one of those things that I said, well, let me kind of do it for myself. And lo and behold, as friends and colleagues started seeing the things that I did, started asking a lot of questions like, how did you do that? And how did you do this? And for a long time, I was like, oh, here, I'll show you how to do it. Then I realized I was giving away a lot of intellectual property there. And I said,
right.
Okay, wait, maybe there's a business in this process. So hence launched, and from that point came out, and we started to build this company called Advisor Works. So we're actually officially launching it in January of 2023. Nice. But we're excited about it. I think it'll be a system and a company that a lot of financial advisors will see value in. A lot of times we just don't know where to start, and sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And so my job is really to try to make advisors' lives a lot easier when it comes to systems and processes and automation and marketing and all the things that you don't like to do, and let you do what you do well, which is just be a great financial advisor and then outsource the rest, you know.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what we want to be able to do for them. So you and I have collaborated on a lot of stuff. I know you're going to be one of the key instrumental people involved with this process, which I'm so excited
yeah.
about. And got to tell you, I've been really excited about all the things that you and I have done throughout these last couple of years. It's definitely helped us grow our business. So I think this is going to be a great fit for us to kind of tie together and make some things happen for some advisors.
I want to quickly take a second to talk to you about a strategy that financial advisors have been turning to more and more for marketing, credibility, and sales leads. And that's podcasting. Steve Sharp will tell you, there aren't many better values than what you'll find from producing a podcast each month with Third Wheel Media. That's why we partner with Steve to bring you this show, and would love to work with you to create your own podcast that can showcase your knowledge, your business, and provide you a great tool to service both clients and prospects. Simply visit talkwithwalt.com to get on the schedule for a free consultation and find out if podcasting is a good fit. And since you're listening to the show, we'll even throw in a free professional microphone if you decide to sign up and tell us you heard the offer on Steve Sharp's podcast. It's a turnkey solution that makes it as easy as possible for you to launch a show and take up as little time as possible every month from your busy schedule. So again, visit talkwithwalt.com to get started. And thanks for being a part of the show.
It was so exciting when you first talked to me about it, and especially on the system side, because you do have a iron tight, solid system in place. And, you know, it's, you know, I keep using the word system, but it is very systematic. I mean, you have, you know, it's a mapped out system from A to Z, from everything, you know, client facing all the way down to what your staff needs to do each day, you know, prior to an appointment, at the appointment, after the appointment, and you know, and it's a thorough process. I mean, it's not like a one and done system. So it is very unique. And I think it's going to benefit a ton of guys out there, because you're right. I mean, you know, in this industry, so many guys, you know, so many advisors work within their own silo, you know, and sure, you have, you know, through your FMO or through your TAMP or your broker dealer or whoever, you know, you interact with some other folks, but ultimately you're kind of operating in a funnel and or in a silo. And so being able to plug into someone that's had so much success, has been in the industry for so long, you know, had the time to kind of iron out the kinks, and stuff like that. And there's a lot of integration and stuff like that too. Now, outside of the systems, what's some of the kind of the marketing elements that will be a part of that system, or that you yourself do and will work into that program?
Well, you know, you just said it yourself. Everything that we're launching is something that we do in our office. You know, we realized a long time ago that there's got to be a better way, right? I believe in working smarter, not harder.
Right.
And, you know, technology is there for a reason. But unfortunately, a lot of us that are advisors really don't embrace technology the way that we should, right? Technology is supposed to be there to make our lives easier, not harder, right?
Right.
But it does take some time to get around the learning curve and figure out how it works and what you need to do with it. Well, I'll start off with simply talking about our seminar process, right? And, you know, I sat down, I've been speaking for seminars as probably as long as I've been in the business, and that's pretty much how I built our book of business. But the thing that always frustrated me was like, you know, when you get someone to come to the workshop, how do you make sure that they show up, right? Show up ratios are far and few and removed when it comes to guaranteeing clients to get there, right? So it's always going to be some kind of way that you're connecting with them and kind of taking away those fears and concerns from those prospects so that they actually show up to the meeting. So we started thinking through that process, like, what does that experience look like, right? So we knew that if we had a way to be able to connect with that prospect before they even came to the seminar and kind of build our rapport with them prior to, that was a great way for us to have a better show up rate. So let me give an example. Maybe they didn't really know who you were as a firm. So we created these different brag sheets and marketing sheets that went out to them on an automated basis. And by doing so, it gave them to get a better feel of who the advisor was that they were talking to. It wasn't just like an invitation, go and you have somebody's name and face plastered on the invitation. That was it. No, we sent out videos that were links to show them that here's what the company is, who the company is, what this advisor is all about, you know, learn a little bit more about their family and history and so forth. Learn a little bit about why the company was built so they can get a glimpse into what you are. We did the, you know, learn a little bit more about the 10 top things that the advisor is about, you know, and kind of talk about his family, his kids, his dogs, you know, hobbies, things of that nature. So by the time that the prospect comes to the very first meeting, right, or the very first seminar, they know you, right? They already have a conversation with you. It's so funny. I walk into the room and go, oh, so you were 4 years in the Navy, huh? And I'm starting to laugh, right? I'm going, how did you know that? I go, oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot we already got out of there, right? I'm like, they know so much about you, and it just makes it more of a kindred spirit, right? You get to build rapport.
Oh, yeah, you're a person now, right?
Exactly. Like,
that's exactly. I love it.
Yeah, so that's always like the biggest part. And then once you're going through the process of now doing the workshop itself, it's like, how do you make sure they don't fall through the funnel and they don't fall through that you didn't follow back up with them and things of that nature? So again, the automation systems that we use that, honestly, you've been very instrumental in helping us design and build out, right, to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks. And then making sure that once the actual seminar is done, there are paths that each person is going to take. They're either going to say, I'm interested and I want to set up an appointment, or they're going to say, I'm not interested, or are they going to say, I'm not right now? So those three different paths, we got to nurture those paths all the way through the process, you know, and that's where the automation and the sales funnels and things come into place so that we can take them through that process and that journey. So,
and you've got such an awesome system. I mean, you know, like I've never been to one of Corey's events, but from the way we've designed, you know, the check-in process and what they get right when they check in. I mean, there is some very unique touches before the event happens while they're at the venue. Yeah. And then, you know, your staff, you know, they're working the crowd after the event. Mm-hmm. And we take a lot of the pressure off of them as well in the way that we designed it, you know? So there's some really cool stuff, you know, in your process, man. It's very unique. No one else out there is doing anything like this. And I'm excited for other advisors to kind of learn about it and and, you know, kind of implement it into their own practice. So
definitely make it simple, guys. That's what it comes down to. Yep. Keep it simple, make the process work by using technology. Life will get much better. Trust me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So outside of AdvisorWorks, and you know, that's going to be rolling out here in the beginning of 2023. You know, what other plans do you have within your personal practice? I know you've done some testing and things to kind of feel out other geographic areas, stuff like that. How's that rolling?
Yeah, it's actually really, really well. You know, again, back to technology, right? So we decided to open up in another state, and we moved over to Nevada, Las Vegas, and we opened up an office out there. And again, you know, it's so funny. The first event we did out there, we did all the branding and marketing around it. We had 100% show up ratio at the first night event, which was phenomenal to us. And
unheard of.
I gotta tell you, right? And then what even made it crazier was that the first night there, like I've been doing this, like I said, 20 plus years, almost 26 years. And it was the first time we actually had, I had a standing ovation where people stood up and was clapping. And the lady came up to me and said, "Can I just hug you? I got so much out of that." And I was like, "Wow, seriously?" Like, you know,
because that's awesome.
A different vibe in Los Angeles, okay?
right.
So they're like, "Yeah, you're like, I'm here, okay?"
Right.
So what was great about that is it gave us a chance and an opportunity because of the technology and because of the things that we put into place that we could go into a different market and really market to that group and still get great responses, great returns, and not have to worry about, you know, having a brick and mortar location necessarily there. But we could do satellite in and satellite out kind of thing. So we're really excited about that. We're going to do the same thing probably with Arizona. We're trying to corner the West Coast kind of thing.
Nice.
So that's going to be something that's coming out that we're pretty excited about. We had our best year this year as far as production is concerned. And I think 2023 is going to be even better. So we're pretty excited about all the opportunities that are there because of the automation and because of our systems that we've already put into place. We can pretty much launch in any state. So that's what we're pretty excited about.
Yeah, that ability to just kind of scale and grow and and test the waters. I mean, that's, you know, there's a smart way to do it and a not so smart way to do it. And you guys are doing it the smart way. That's definitely for sure.
Well, we definitely appreciate all the help you've given us on this. It's been great to collaborate with somebody who has the same amount of time experience in their field and craft. So I can share ideas and, you know, come up with some really cool visions and you help me implement it. So that's always such a great thing.
Yeah, I do love that side of it. And, you know, and you're really great about that, too, because some guys, you know, that we work with, they'll have a very specific request in a project and they'll kind of map it out in their head, which may not necessarily be the right way to do it. And that's what I love about working with you is a lot of times you'll say, "Here's what I'm trying to solve," right? Like, let me tell you the problem. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of, you know, talk about it and, you know, through collaboration, come up with a solution that works really well. It's very efficient. And, you know, I got to say, I enjoy working with you, Corey, with your entire team. You've always been great. You've got an infectious smile. you know, again, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope the listeners have gained something out of this, and I'm sure they have. And, you know, definitely keep your eyes open for more information about AdvisorWorks.
Definitely. Most definitely. Looking forward to it, Steve. So I appreciate your time today and looking forward to long-term collaborations, buddy.
Right back at you, brother.